Good morning, everyone. Can you please settle down? As we are due to start with our meeting. Good morning and a very good welcome to all of you honorable members. You are welcome and the office of the Auditor General. You are also welcome to this meeting. As we meet here this morning to get from yourself the outcomes of the audit of the Department on Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities. I hope that after this meeting we will actually be able to have a clear understanding as to compliance and to what extent the Department has overspent, in which areas. And maybe together we'll be able to understand as to the whole issue of unauthorized expenditure and to assist as to how do we go forward and the consequences thereof. Without wasting much of our time, we will quickly introduce ourselves. My name is Dr. Ramujibe, the chairperson of this portfolio committee.
Morning, everyone. My name is Connie Diemu, a member. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Motu Mwado, member of the committee.
Morning, everybody. I'm Helen Nomura, member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Lebo Fanamarva. I'm a member of this committee.
Morning, Jefferson. I'm Llewellyn Lowe, Director of Finance in the department.
Morning. My name is Thomas Fajeni. I'm the acting CFO for the department.
Morning. Tanigam Sami, acting CFO the department for women, children, and disabilities.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Ahmed Mullah, the Senior Manager from the Auditor General, responsible for the audit of the department.
Paul Sulte from the Auditor General.
Thank you very much for the introduction and getting to know who we are and what it is that we are doing. I will then hand over to the Office of the Auditor General. But maybe before we do that, can we hear as to whether we do have any apologies?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, for apologies. I've got one from Honourable Paul who's having commitments to attend to, and Honourable Mosimane, she's attending other committees. I've got one from Honourable Krake, she's also attending other tasks. And Dichepele.
know that I've been honorable for a guest who's joining us later.
Thank you very much. As we all know that this is not our real, you know, a portfolio committee day. We usually sit on Wednesday, and hence these many apologies. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, we'd like to thank the committee for giving us the opportunity to present the audit outcome for the department. Included in our presentation, I'll also touch on the Commission on Gender Equality, the outcome for the year ended 2011-2012. Chair, the first slide you see in front of you is combined assurance on risk management in the public sector. The slide covers is a new concept, and it covers the different levels of assurance. Basically, it's split between three assurance providers. The first one is in the form of management, who should in terms of the model provide an extensive amount of assurance. The second one is the oversight bodies, which includes the portfolio committee, the audit committee, legal and risk committees, and oversight committees such as the portfolio committee. Assurance providers or these committees provide a moderate to or limited to moderate amount of assurance. Independent assurance providers in the form of the Auditor General's office, the internal audit, these assurance providers normally provide an extensive amount of assurance, except for the coordinating institutions. In the case of the Department of Women and Children, there wouldn't be any coordinating institutions. This normally would apply to COCTA or SALGAS, who look at the local municipalities. So normally the portfolios committee's level of assurance is there at a limited level, and that's normally just to have influence over the department in the form of monitoring action plans, monitoring progress against action plans, the implementation of action plans. The next slide in front of you paints the picture of the audit outcome for the year ended 31st March 2012. In the department's portfolio, in the minister's portfolio, which includes the Commission on Gender Equality, it's basically financially unqualified with findings, which include findings on predetermined objectives and findings on non-compliance with laws and regulations. The first slide only includes the Commission on Gender Equality, as the department didn't exist that in 2009-10, was in the process of being established. During the last 2 years, that's the 10-11 financial year and the 11-12 financial year, we've seen no movement or no improvements in audit outcome. Maybe I can explain it better by saying that there's four different categories of audit outcomes or audit conclusions. The best of which is financially unqualified with no findings, and you would have been in the green category. Then you would have the second category, which is financially unqualified with findings. And these findings would be on predetermined objectives, the findings on compliance with laws and regulations. The third category would be in the red where you would be, in the purple, where you would be qualified. Okay, and that's where there would be a material misstatement in the financial statements. The fourth and the worst category to be in would be in the red category, which would be an adverse or a disclaimer of audit opinion. The department is sitting in the orange, so there are the financial statements were unqualified, although there were material misstatements which were identified during the audit process, and these were corrected by management. However, the department still remains in the financially unqualified but findings category. And this is what the CGE also, which also sits in this category. These are the drivers of internal control. And basically, internal control is broken up into three different categories, and be unpacked into three different categories. And that would be leadership, financial and performance management, and governance. So if you look at a slide, it's in a red, which says that there is an issue at the department and at the Commission for Gender Equality. I mean, the financial audit, the audit outcome hasn't improved from the previous financial year. There are issues at leadership level, there are issues at policy level, implementation of policies and procedures, implementation of basic controls to ensure complete and accurate financial and performance reporting. And there's issues at the governance level also, which we'll dig into deeper. As we go through the presentation, at a high level on governance, we can say that at the department is a big issue of concern. the department did not have during the 2011-12 financial year effective or have not established an internal audit function. They did not have an audit committee which could fulfill its responsibilities or fulfill its duties as it was appointed in the last quarter of the financial year. Movement in key controls was basically a detailed breakdown of the previous slide, and it shows you a deterioration from the previous financial year. You can see it's moving more in the red, or it's gone 83% red at leadership level as compared to 67% in the previous financial year. Regard to financial and performance management, 80% in the previous financial year, where it's deteriorated to 93% in current financial year. At governance, where it was 100% in 10-11, a mild improvement in 2011-12. However, that improvement didn't result in any or better results or a positive audit outcome. Moving key controls at CGE is also concerned. At all three levels, we haven't seen a movement in the audit outcome from the previous financial year. I mean, it's like the issue at the CGE was there weren't established actions to address the issues raised in the previous financial year. The status of the focus areas? Well, supply chain management remains a concern at both the department and the Commission on Gender Equality. Been a high amount of irregular expenditure. There were 5 different non-compliances which were reported in the audit report at the Department of Women and Children, which we'll go into deeper. There were ID issues. There were material errors and omissions in the annual financial statements at both these entities. At the Commission on Gender Equality, well, they didn't have many human resource management issues, but however, at the department, there were numerous non-compliance with the public service regulations that were reported. There were 5 items of non-compliance with the public service regulations reported in the audit report of the department. With regards to financial health, and this talks to a large amount of unauthorized expenditure which was incurred during the 2011-12 financial year. This irregular expenditure has increased significantly from the previous financial year. We're looking at an increase from 3.7 million to 35 to 25 million. Irregular expenditure has increased significantly from about 6 million to 35 million in the current financial year. The department at year-end, 31st March, was in a deficit. They had a bank overdraft in the value of 22 million rand. It has a high level of accruals. It has a high level or high amount, a significant amount of commitments and accruals. And what it's spite it would not be able to settle these creditors and discreditors. Only 87% of the current year, the 12-30 vote, is available for use. So there's significant financial health issues at the department. The next slide refers to material misstatements in the annual financial statements which were submitted for audit. In both instances, in the case of the Commission on Gender Equality and in the Department of Women and Children, the financial statements were, well, had we had to express an opinion on those financial statements, it wouldn't have been a positive audit opinion. The financial statements were contained numerous misstatements in expenditure accounts, in disclosures, in a lot of account balances and transactions. There were material misstatements in the financial statements. This could be attributed to the fact that there was a lack of review of financial statements. Financial statements were submitted on the 31st of May. They weren't adequately reviewed by the chief financial officer. They weren't looked at by internal audit, or there was no internal audit. The audit committee didn't have any impact on the review. The audit committee looked at the financial statements, but they had no impact on the audit outcome. This can also be attributed to the fact that the department only prepares financial statements once a year. So we would recommend going forward that the department could do this on a monthly basis, at least quarterly, but prepare financial statements on a monthly basis. It can also be attributed to the internal control environment. I would say that the department did not establish basic internal control procedures to ensure complete and accurate financial reporting. The next slide is actually well explained. Is areas of qualifications in the financial statements. Well, the financial statements were subsequently, the errors you identified were subsequently corrected, and the financial statements received an unqualified or an unqualified audit opinion was expressed on the financial statements. Sorry? Areas of qualification.
Sorry.
I'm on page 10.
Are you on 10?
Okay. Yeah.
We don't have the
It's like 10. From 8. Okay, status of public area.
At
9 is
material misstatements in financial. Yeah. Here on slide 10. Here the financial statements were to express an unqualified opinion on financial statements. The financial statements fairly presented the financial position, performance, cash flows of the department at 31st March 2012. When the financial statements were submitted for audit on the 31st of May, these financial statements contained misstatements. They contained errors. Some of the account balances are, for example, expenditure. For example, the total unauthorized expenditure, the total irregular expenditure. These values weren't correctly represented in financial statements. The financial statements were then were then corrected by management. Okay, and then an unqualified opinion was expressed on the financial statements. Okay, that is in the audit report. There's a paragraph in the audit report where we'll say, where we'll refer to the fact that the financial statements were subject to material amendment. Can I refer you to the paragraph? Paragraph 25 of the audit report. Paragraph 25. Page 40, page 90. Page 90. My apologies, Chair. Slide 9 didn't come through on the slideshow.
On the handout.
And I can clarify it and talk to it further. I'll also make the slide available again. Material misstatements in the submitted financial statements, both the Commission on Gender Equality as well as the Department of Women and Children financial statements contained material misstatements on its submission on the 31st of May. These misstatements were subsequently corrected. However, the entity's internal control didn't identify these misstatements. These misstatements were identified during the audit process. As management then made the changes and could then receive an unqualified audit opinion. That covers both slide 9 and slide 10. Yeah. Paragraph 25, Chair. Paragraph 25 on page 90 of the audit report. Well, we report three ways in our audit report. One is we we express an opinion on the financial statements, on the figures represented in the financial statements, income statements, or your statement of financial position in your balance sheet. Then we report factually in terms of our audit methodology and criteria on our findings on predetermined objectives, previously referred to as performance information. If we look at the slide, movement in the number of auditees with findings on predetermined objectives, well, we've got 100%, means both the CGE and the Women and Children had findings on predetermined objectives. The nature of the predetermined objective findings refer to consistency or the usefulness of performance information, the presentation of the performance information, and non-compliance with regulations with regards to performance information. So there hasn't been any improvement, or there hasn't been no movement from the previous year with regards to predetermined objectives. Findings and compliance with laws and regulations, in both instances, both entities we've reported numerous findings on compliance with laws and regulations. The Department of Women and Children incurred non-compliance. You would refer to paragraphs from paragraph 20 of the audit report. Paragraph 21 of the audit report to paragraphs 41 of the audit report include non-compliance findings, non-compliance specifically with regards to the Public Finance Management Act, Treasury Regulations, and the Public Service Regulations. At a high level, I'll go through the detailed findings, the detailed audit report findings, and go through my briefing notes. At a high level, I can say the department incurred non-compliance, or had non-compliance with the following chapters in CFMA, which is strategic planning and performance management with regards to the budgets and budget process, with regards to the annual financial statement requirements in the Treasury Regulations and the PFMA. Audit committees, there was non-compliance. By the audit committee, there was no compliance due to the fact that the department did not establish an internal audit function. There were numerous non-compliances with regards to procurement and contract management. There's 5 instances of non-compliance. With regards to human resource management, there's a further 5 more non-compliance findings. With regards to expenditure management, highlighting the fact that the department incurred a significant amount of unauthorized expenditure and a significant amount of irregular expenditure. Revenue, the company officer further didn't take effective and appropriate steps to collect all money due to the entity. This is referring to a previous debt the department has, and no, there's been no movement in recovering the funds due to the department. Unauthorized, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. I'm on slide 30. Slide 13 talks to the amount of unauthorized and irregular expenditure incurred by the department and the Commission on Gender Equality. The Department of Women and Children incurred a total of 25.2 million rand of unauthorized expenditure. Basically, the department exceeded its budget to the extent of 25 million rand. In comparison to the previous financial year, the department exceeded its vote by 3.7 million rand. 3.7 million in the previous year and 25 million in the current financial year. So it's increased significantly. It's increased significantly. With regard to irregular expenditure, now the department's incurred a total of about 35 million this year, as compared to in the region of about 6.6 million in the previous financial year. Irregular expenditure has also increased. It hasn't decreased. It's increased from the previous financial year. And I'm also going to go through the detailed findings. I have a detailed briefing note which I've handed out. All the pages are there. Yeah, that's one I'm going to go through later again. Okay. Let's talk about unauthorized expenditure again. I think we're okay there in that the department incurred this year 25 million, and compared to last year it was 3.7 million. Right? The unauthorized expenditure incurred relates to they exceeded the vote. They had a budget in the region of about 146 million. 146 million. They've spent in the region of 165 million rand. The result of the department went into overdraft to the amount of into went into overdraft of about 22 million rand. The department spent more money than it had available. Okay, with regard to irregular expenditure, this irregular expenditure is expenditure that was incurred due to non-compliance with supply chain management prescripts. That's another reason. And then it was also because the department exceeded its budget for compensation for employees. Those are the two main drivers of the irregular expenditure. Irregular expenditure amounted to 35 million rand at the department. And at the Commission on Gender Equality, also due to non-compliance with supply chain management prescripts, irregular expenditure amounted to 5.5 million. Summary of findings on supply chain management. We experienced no limitation on plan, scope of audit or award. Whatever documentation we requested from the department and at this Commission on Gender Equality, all the documentation was submitted to us, so we experienced no limitations on our audit. At the Commission on Gender Equality, there were awards to employees or other state officials. At awards to close family members or employees, we haven't experienced any issues. Uncompetitive or unfair procurement processes. Inadequate contract management was reported at the Commission on Gender Equality, and there were internal control deficiencies reported at both the department and the constitutional institution. HR management remained a key issue or a significant concern at the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities. HR planning organization remains an issue. Management of vacancies continues to be an issue at the department. The appointment process at the Commission on Gender Equality. Performance management reported at both entities. Acting positions, one instance at the Commission on Gender Equality. And the management of leave, overtime and suspension. This is more specifically with regards to overtime at the department. The last slide refers to the root causes and the root and crux of the issue. Why is this happening at the department? And we've summarized it quite well in the slide. If you refer to the audit report, paragraph 43 to paragraph 47 also summarizes the issue quite well as to what is the root cause of the issue at the department. With regards to leadership, as I mentioned earlier, inability to provide effective leadership and successfully manage projects. There's a lack of financial and performance management skills. There's a lack of accountability, and no actions are taken against transgressors. There's a lack of consequence for poor performance and a lack of consequences for transgressions. And there's inadequate discipline of credible monthly reporting on financial performance and compliance. One of what I mentioned earlier, the financial statements, it would be good practice to perform or prepare financial statements on a monthly basis to prepare this, review it. One of the issues, if you go to the annual report and if you try to understand why the unauthorized, why the department exceeded the vote, you'll see is the department didn't actually manage the budget well. The in-year monitoring of the budget was a concern. So by preparing monthly financial statements, the department will have better understanding of how much they've expensed to date, how much they have available, and they can manage their projects in a better way. Concludes the slideshow. I have also prepared a detailed briefing document, a briefing note, and audit outcome with key drivers, audit outcome where I can compare the audit outcome to the previous financial year. I'm just going to make this bigger. Chair, if I can continue with my next document. Chair, this document is attached to the portfolio committee briefing. It's the last two pages.
Very long.
It's better. Okay, my next document will be better viewed on the screen. And let's compare the audit outcomes to the previous financial year. Again, I'll highlight the fact that there's no movement from the previous financial year. The audit opinion for both the department and for the commission have remained the same, unqualified, but findings on predetermined objectives and compliance with laws and regulations. There remains findings on predetermined objectives that are reported in the audit report, significant material findings on compliance with laws and regulations. Our findings on predetermined objectives have repeated themselves. The R in red would mean repeat, and the A would mean an issue that was addressed. There was one issue reported in the previous financial year at the department which was addressed during the current financial year. Findings on areas of non-compliance. These are the different categories of non-compliance that we identified as the annual financial statements, or the first category being the annual financial statements which were subject to merge statements. This is reported in paragraph 25 of the audit report. Procurement and contract management reported in paragraph 30 of the audit report, where there were five different findings on procurement. Human resource management issues. Asset management, there were no issues. Expenditure management relating to, or which talks to the high amount and significant unauthorized and irregular expenditure which was incurred. And the other includes findings on the budget, on non-compliance with the budgetary prescription. You can see this document will highlight that unauthorized expenditure has increased by 25 million rand. Irregular expenditure has increased to 35.1 million rand. There's issues with regards to uncompetitive or unfair procurement processes. Irregular expenditure to the amount of 35 million there. Internal controls efficiency, 35. 25 is unauthorized expenditure. There's internal control deficiencies with regards to procurement and contract management. This is our drivers of internal control, where we split it between the three categories: leadership, financial and performance management, as well as governance. There's issues. There's areas of interventions required in all three categories of internal control. With regards to human resource management, issues with regards to the appointment process, which is reported this year, there's overtime issues which is reported in the audit report, HR planning issues which is a repeat audit finding, this was also reported in the previous financial year, and there was some other non-compliance with regards to the public service regulation. Information technology management have highlighted a few issues which need to be dealt with as a matter of urgency. And the root causes can be detailed into HR capacity, attention to key controls, as well as the effectiveness of assurance providers. If I can draw the committee's attention to the briefing note, it's called Portfolio Committee Briefing Note on the Department of Women and Children. The briefing note I have then detailed and broken up the unpack the findings that we have identified and reported on in the audit report during this financial year. The audit opinion history reveals, again, no movement during the last two financial years. The CGE in the past, in 2008-09 and 2009-10, were the disclaimer of audit opinion in 8-09 and in 9-10, they improved to an unqualified, to a qualification. And in 2010 level, it actually improved to financially unqualified worth findings. However, since then, there has been no improvement in audit opinion. Department of Women have maintained and remained in the same category in that they remain financially unqualified. However, this remains worth findings on predetermined objectives in compliance with laws and regulations. The briefing note will in detail...
Sorry, can you please remind members about those colors?
Oh, sure. Sorry, Chair. The orange means financially unqualified, worth findings on compliance and findings on predetermined objectives. It doesn't. Yellow is a warning. The purple signifies or means qualification. Financial, there were few balances which were qualified, which were materially misstated in the annual financial statements. And red means a big problem in that they received a disclaimer of an audit opinion where they could not provide sufficient documentation to substantiate the balances in the financial statements. There's one category we don't see in the portfolio, and that would be a green, and that would be financially unqualified with no findings on compliance and no findings on predetermined objectives. Okay. Key focus areas, supply chain management. As I detailed and mentioned earlier, there hasn't been an improvement from the previous financial year. Predetermined objectives, again, no improvement. HR management, no improvement. IT experience, a little bit of an improvement. Major area of concern, or significant area, I would say, is material errors in the financial statements submitted for audit, no improvement. Financial health has experienced a big deterioration or significant deterioration at the department due to a large overdraft, due to overspending on the boat, due to lack of in-year monitoring to ensure that the budget is or spending expenditure is within the budget. So with regards to supply chain management, We reported the following in the audit report. The first matter is goods and services where the transaction of 500,000 rand were procured without obtaining the required price quotation. So there were instances in the department, material number of instances where the department did not obtain pre-quotations as required by the Treasury regulations. As further identified, that ex-clearance certificates were not obtained in certain instances. The preferential point system was not applied as required by the regulation. And there were contracts which were awarded to others who did not submit a declaration on whether they are employed by the state. It's called an SBD4, and the department did not ensure that this form was sufficiently completed by the supplier. It's further noted that employees of the department, there were about 5 instances the employees performed other remunerative work outside the employment in the department without obtaining the written permission from the executive authority as required by the Public Service Act. So we then identified what the real root causes, what were the root causes of why these findings occur. The department had not established, implemented, developed sufficient controls. These controls weren't in place to ensure that the department complies with supply chain management regulations. Further making or exacerbating the issue that no internal audit was in place. So there were no reviews, no internal audit in terms of the PFMA and Treasury regulations. Normally does a yearly or annual audit on supply chain management. So there was no internal audit. There was the department didn't have an internal audit function to look at or review compliance with supply chain management regulations. So far as I know, there was a lack of skills within finance and supply chain management to ensure compliance. Our recommendation to the department needs to ensure that supply chain management unit is sufficiently resourced, that controls should be implemented to ensure compliance, and appropriate action should be taken against transgressors, against officials who don't comply with legislation and the policies and procedures of the department. The Department of Gender Equality, or the Commission on Gender Equality rather, experienced similar issues, and that three quotations were also not obtained in some instances, and also the preference point system was not applied in the procurement of goods and services. Okay. The Commission's case is that these issues were reported in the past at the Commission on Gender Equality, and there was the action plan was prepared. So there are actions established to address the matters previously reported. However, these actions weren't sufficient to ensure that the finding is not repeated. So disciplinary action should be taken against supply chain management unit and officials or other officials for any non-compliance with supply chain management legislation. Regards to predetermined objectives at the department, our concern or the audit's reported matters were with regards to the usefulness of information. The consistency of information was the first matter. See, in the beginning, prior to the beginning of the financial year, 6 months before the financial year, the department prepares a strategic plan. The strategic plan sets out the objectives of the department, and the department then identifies specific targets and indicators in order to achieve its mandate. So we've identified it, and you compare the strategic plan which was approved before the start of the financial year, and compare that to what gets submitted for audit of what's going to report on the annual report. It doesn't tie up. The percentage I got to was 42% of the reported targets are not consistent with the indicators and targets which were established at the beginning of the year. So the issue here is twofold. One is the fact that there's a lack of understanding of the framework for managing performance information, resulting in incorrect application or interpretation. But it also talks to the fact of in-year monitoring of the strategic plan. It also talks to the fact of the preparation process of the indicators and targets. You'll see that the next three findings on predetermined objectives that the department talks to, that the targets were not smart, or indicators were not well-defined, targets not smart. So it talks to the fact, it's highlighting that at planning process, the strategic plan is not being prepared in terms of the framework, and targets are not appropriately or not suitably being developed. Our recommendation to the department in this regard is that there should be actions, and action plan should be prepared to identify actions to address the issue. And we recommend training. The department should attend some sort of workshops or training at the National Treasury to ensure correct preparation of a strategic plan. We can further add by saying that there should be, monthly reporting or quarterly reporting of the strategic plan, and where mechanisms have been established at the department to ensure consistent reporting. I mean, targets can't change. Objectives can't change. It allows you, to change as long as that's approved by the executor. However, if there's no approval, then you should be reporting on what you have determined up front. At the Commission for Gender Equality, they have experienced a similar issue. It seems to be a problem. It is a problem in the portfolio. You'll see consistency. Reported targets are not consistent when compared to their planned targets. Again, there's the issue of targets which are not suitably being developed. Presentation of performance information was where reasons for major variances were not explained. A total of 38% of major variances between planned and actual achievements were not explained in the annual performance report. This is at the Commission on Gender Equality. The Commission on Gender Equality, the root cause of the issue is that action plans are not adequate and are not implemented to address the issues reported in the previous financial year. So these issues are identified year on year, but there's no actions, there's no movement in the findings. They remain the same from the previous financial year. There's no action, there's no action taken against transgressors, there's no implementation of an action plan. The root cause of the issues are not being addressed. Human resource management. Human resource management is a significant area of concern at the Department of Women and Children. The first issue is of job descriptions which were not established. Second one is a very critical issue. And this is, we can link to the unauthorized expenditure. Okay. It reads, sufficient appropriate evidence could not be obtained that appointments were only made in posts which were approved and funded as required by the public service regulations. So officials were appointed in positions, but there's no evidence could be provided to me that that post was a funded position. So this then results in expenditure being incurred which was not then budgeted for. And you see, we're looking at about 50% of the unauthorized expenditure related to compensation for employees. So we're looking in a region of 12 million rand which was incurred or as a result of compensation on employees. Salary ranges of posts were increased without a job evaluation, exceeding the notches, 19 instances. Officials in key positions do not have the minimum. This is the root cause of the issue. And internal audit again was not established. Audit committee was appointed late in the financial year. Action plans were not developed and monitored to address prior matters reported, and risk assessments are not performed timely to address any emerging risks. Poor leadership, like directing and providing instructions to management to ensure that entity remained within the budget, that appointments were in accordance with the public service regulation. Our recommendation to the department was, it's a basic control that we believe is important, is that there should be a mechanism within the department, in different branches, in different programs, to ensure that the department complies with laws and regulations. And from going forward, it would be the development of a turnaround strategy or an action plan to ensure that these findings are not repeated, to ensure that compliance is now achieved. One of the other issues at the department was that employees received overtime compensation in excess of the 30% of their monthly salaries in contravention of the public service regulations. The regulation stipulates that overtime should not be paid in excess of 30%. The department paid in certain instances overtime in excess of the threshold. And the last audit report item on human resource management talks to a human resource plan did not include a budget analysis that ensures that the plan can be executed within available budgeted funds as required by the public service regulations. Resulted in appointments that were made or posts that were not funded, and it resulted in a significant amount of unauthorized expenditure. Information technology controls at the department. User access controls were not adequate as they did not fully address and mitigate key risks. And IT management had not formally approved the document, the information technology disaster recovery plan. IT management had not formally developed IT governance controls were in place. Its policies, procedures, and guidelines to mitigate the risk of IT goals and objectives not being aligned with the strategies of the business. And informal controls were in place, but these informal controls are not adequate. Right? At Commission on Gender Equality, the following was identified. An inadequately designed IT strategic plan with IT governance issues. There's inadequate implementation of service level management agreements. The security policy wasn't adequately designed. Lack of user account management policies for the accounting systems like Vestal and VIP. Has been an inadequate design of the change control processes. The issue at the gender equality is These are year-on-year repeat findings at the Commission. These findings are year-on-year. I mean, at this stage, to get appropriately designed information technology strategic plan after so many years. So the action plans are not adequate to address the prior year reported matters. That's the root cause of the issue at the CGE. I think we've discussed the next one, 2.2.5, material errors, omissions in the financial statements. We've identified or we discussed them at length. What I'll just go into is the root causes as to why the financial statements are subject to so many misstatements which are not identified by the entity's own internal processes, but are identified by as a result of the audit process. And what's happening is that there's a poor understanding of what is an appropriate system and why key controls are essential in driving a working administration. Internal audit not established and the audit committee was appointed late and thus had no impact. Key financial management skills in the form of financial management staff are not performing adequately. So our recommendation to the department is again, I'd like to emphasize that the management or the department should try and prepare financial statements on a regular, more frequent basis. That would mean preparing financial statements monthly and quarterly. The financial statements should be reviewed by the governance structures. That is, management should adequately review financial statements. The internal auditors in the audit committee should review the financial statements. The financial statements should be supported by substantiating evidence to corroborate the validity and accuracy and completeness of it. And the financial statements, which is submitted for audit, must be the final set approved by leadership and supported as referred to above. So if management performs financial statements on a frequent basis, on a monthly basis, the final set of financial statements prepared which for the financial year to be submitted for audit would have to be sufficiently reviewed and signed off by the CFO and the DG, ensuring its completeness and accuracy. At the CGE, it's the same issue that we reported, financial statements contain material misstatements. In some instances, supporting documentation was submitted late. This is financial health status. Financial health status is refers to the department, and well, this is a nice summary. To get an understanding of unauthorized expenditure that was identified or incurred by the department, is the current expenditure exceeded the current expenditure approved budget. The department will not be able to fund all its liabilities, that is accruals, from the current year's voted funds if all liabilities had been paid at year end. All the voted funds approved for the next financial year are not available for use. It's about 90% available for use. And accrual adjusted surplus for the year was not achieved. It's clear from financial statement that the department incurred a deficit. A deficit is in the region of 22 million rand. You add the accruals to that or the liabilities that the department still has, that deficit would increase further. Accrual adjusted net asset position was not achieved. It simply means that the department was in deficit to the region of 22 million rand. It didn't have sufficient cash available at 31st March to cover all its expenses and its creditors. The year-end bank balance was in overdraft. The root cause for the issue is in your monitoring, poor understanding of what an appropriate system is and why key controls are essential in driving a working administration. Officials in key positions did not have the minimum and required skills to ensure that expenditure was within the budget. There was no internal audit established, and the audit committee was appointed late in the financial year. The audit committee, had it been established, would have identified, well, somewhere through the year, they meet at least once a quarter, they could have identified in the second quarter, taken action to ensure expenditures aligned and within the budget. Commitments we received from the executive is that the department is in the process or have developed a turnaround plan. The accounting officer will report on a quarterly basis to the minister on progress against the action plan. Other matters of interest I've included a table where I compare the unauthorized expenditure to the previous year. Department of Women and Children has incurred unauthorized of 25 million, which we spoke about. Compared to last year, 3.7 million rand, so we have an increase in unauthorized. fruitless and wasteful expenditure has been incurred at the Commission on Gender Equality to the value of 37,000 there. Irregular expenditure, well, I've highlighted the fact that it remains a significant concern in this portfolio of 6.6 million rand in the previous financial year, 35 million in the current financial year. The Commission on Gender Equality has actually improved in that it incurred less irregular expenditure in the current year as compared to the previous financial year. There's no other investigations or performance orders that are taking place at the department at the moment that are being performed by the Auditor General. I've just summarized the key issues facing the department. So reduce the size of this. Well, in summary, the key areas of concern at the department remain the unauthorized expenditure due to a lack of budgetary controls to ensure expenditure is within the budget. Compliance with laws and regulations, there's no mechanism that's been developed that will ensure compliance with laws and regulations. Matters of governance have not been prioritized at the department. Internal audit in the audit committee, well, internal audit wasn't established. The audit committee was appointed very late in the financial year to have any impact. Supply chain management remains a major concern, and lack of compliance with supply chain management laws and regulations. Basic controls not established at the department to ensure sound financial management. Predetermined objectives, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lack of understanding of framework for managing program performance information. Again, the inadequate compilation of annual financial statements resulting in material adjustments having been made to the financial statements. The key messages that we would like to put forward is that transgressors should be held accountable and action plans should be properly implemented. An action plan should include the root cause of the problem or an action to address the root cause of what the real issue is. And those charged with governance should properly review the annual financial statements. Our proposed commitments for the portfolio committee is to request and monitor progress on the turnaround strategy developed by the department. Such a turnaround strategy would then include the major issues at the department, the unauthorized expenditure, the controls surrounding supply chain management, the controls, budgetary controls, compliance controls or mechanisms to ensure compliance with laws and regulations. We included a proposed commitment to let the portfolio committee to request the department to prepare monthly financial statements, the committee to review the quarterly reports on performance information, and review the implementation and assessment of key controls. Our view is that the department should establish a key control assessment within the department to ensure to check themselves. It can be done by internal audit, it could be done by management, to check themselves whether the controls they established are working. So to identify and to continuously monitor implementation of controls to ensure that our controls are adequate and that controls are implemented and working. New legislation that the department needs to be concerned about at the moment is the revised preferential procurement regulations, the new framework for strategic and annual performance plans, and inventory departments will be required to report to inventory in the future. Thank you. That concludes my presentation on the audit report.
Thank you very much for this comprehensive audit information on the department. Oh, we are so pregnant with this information, and I hope that not even hoping, but one is starting that, after so many years, there is still the same repetition of irregular, unauthorized. Expenditure from this department. But most stunning is about the vacant posts. As to where were these vacant posts when the budget was being drawn? If you can tell us if they were not part of the budget and suddenly maybe they came in, taking into account that I think these questions that I'm asking really is a question that I should be directing to the department. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I will allow members to ask questions of clarity. Members, as you know, that most of the questions have to be answered by the department itself and not to the office of the audit. They will just bring this to our attention. So can you wait, please? I know, that's why I'm saying I will give you the opportunity to ask for questions of clarity, but not questions that pertain to the committee. Can I see by show of hands Member Ngomalo, Member Lamon, Member Van der Merwe, in that order? I know that you are very anxious, you know, because this information makes us very anxious and urgent. Over to you in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank the report from the Auditor General Office. I think most of the questions you armed us that we can ask the department, because we can't even answer, because the questions you must ask the department, why there was no internal audit, why they established a audit committee or what, the finance committee late. I think those questions, because it's already empowered us that we can ask the department. I don't have any questions for the department. Just thank you for the information.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for very detailed. I worked through mine, and I was very, as I say, upset with the report, knowing that I was not in this committee starting, but knowing that these things are now for the third year in succession, in the fourth year. I think I'm not getting better. My only question to you is recommendations in the past that you, and it's very clear the recommendations that you as from the auditor's office has been putting to this department is extremely clear to me as I viewed it this year. What did you do last year? Did you also put recommendations trying to secure them or trying to prevent the same mistakes of happening over and over? And the most important issue that I'm very worried about is the over-expenditure. We have now even grown bigger in over expenditure. You see, unauthorized expenditure has grown for the Department of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities, and on irregular expenditure, which tells us that we will not be able to implement our strategic plan. Is that the reason why they tend to step over or step aside on what they have presented to us at the beginning of the year, not complying to what they are presenting, what they have presented to us at the beginning of the year, not doing what they ought to do, stepping aside, not fulfilling what they told us their plans are? And will this department ever, and you are financially very much more equipped than what we are, will they ever be able to get out of this? It is more than a financial disaster. This is more than a financial disaster, because once one bowl onto an overdraft, getting out of an overdraft is no joke at all. And it seems to me financially we do not have the people that can leave the department, and those that are in authority seems to me, also does not know. In Afrikaans, we say, and die land van die blinde is die een oogpoort. And it seems to me this is the situation with this department. Which is very worrying, because we cannot achieve what we need to achieve but through this department. So if you can just please enlighten us on that one. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I've been partly covered. I also just wanted to thank the Auditor General's Office for the presentation. You know, one sort of gets the sense that this department is a bus without wheels. It's not really going anywhere. And when I attended the Appropriations Committee, some person actually, they called for this department to be put under administration, because I think we hear all of these problems over and over again. But I wanted to ask the DG's office to follow up from, or the DG's office, the AG's office to follow up from the question from the Honourable Lamula, whether you've actually seen the turnaround strategy and whether you feel that it will be adequate to address all of the critical challenges that you've presented to us today. And then, yeah, that's the only question to follow up from Ms. Lamula. Do you feel, have you had a look at it? Do you get the sense that it will actually address all of the problems that you've come to present to us today? And then secondly, I wanted to get clarity on an overdraft. I think this question was also raised in the appropriations. How does one secure a 22 million rand overdraft? Was that approved by Treasury? I think it was a question raised there as well. How does one just suddenly have access to an overdraft that's that large? If you can just provide some clarity. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Thank you for the presentation. Mine is just an explanation. Can you explain to us what do you mean? What do you mean by saying you say the 2.2 chain management? 2.21 supply chain management. You said employees of the department performed remunerative work outside their employment in the department without written permission from the relevant authority as required by Section 30 of the Public Service Act. Now I would like to know who are these department officials? And what kind of work were they doing, and for how long did they do this kind of work? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Maybe before you respond, I think mine will be related to what a member Fanamerve wanted to, you know, find out with regards to the turnaround. Exactly what is it, what we should be looking at when we go through the turnaround strategy? What must we look at? What must we try and find out from that, the issues, you know, that should come up of that turnaround?
Thank you, Chair. I'll try and respond to the questions and provide as much as clarity as I can provide. Honourable Member made reference to that findings have been repeated. It looks like in the same position this year as the department was in the previous financial year, actually, and regressed. But the same issues that we reported last year are also there. What recommendations have we made in the past, and what initiatives have we instituted or have we put in place? We recommend to management during the audit, post audit, and management should develop actions to address the issues identified in the past. An action plan. It's simple. It's a simple action plan. We have identified the issue. We've identified the root cause. We just ask management to develop an action plan and to monitor progress quarterly, monthly against the action plan to address the issues. As I mentioned in the case of the CGE, and it's a general issue we experience, that the action plans are being prepared, but the actions aren't adequate, or the action plans are not being monitored regularly, or the actions don't identify or don't address the real issue or the root cause of the problem. This is one of the issues. So in the post-audit debrief, we would recommend to management, and in our management letters, in our correspondence with the department, to develop action plans. normally audit committees would review an action plan on a quarterly basis. The department didn't have fully effective functioning audit committee during the financial year. It's one of the issues which resulted in the repeat audit findings. Other initiatives we have is we try and we meet with the accounting officers, the director generals on a quarterly basis, where we would identify, we would discuss or do a key control assessment. And at these meetings, we would obtain commitments. I would identify the issues, and I would obtain commitments from the accounting officers in addressing the issues identified by the auditors. I also get issues that were identified in the past. We also meet on a frequently, or at least once a quarter, with the minister of the department, where we would address or we would put forward what the issues are, our key control assessment, and what the issues are that the department are experiencing. So from our side, we believe that we have put initiatives in place to assist the department or to notify or keep the department informed of the issue that they are experiencing. Honourable committee member had an issue I understood your question is the targets were changing. The targets were changing during the financial year. And it was linked to the fact that the budget, there was overspending on the budget. And thus a difficulty of the department experienced difficulty in achieving the targets and thus changing the targets at financial year. I would be unable to comment on that one. That my view on the changing or why there was inconsistency between plans, reported targets was because of the strategic planning process. The strategic planning process, well, I believe that our view or the root cause of the issue was that the targets weren't sufficiently developed, which then resulted in a change of the target during the financial year. With regards to the financial disaster, the honourable member put forward. Well, the recommendation in our management letter is budgetary controls that the department should establish and implement budgetary controls in order to avoid this in the future. So it would be our recommendation to the department is now to produce actions or develop actions to mitigate any further budgetary or any further financial disasters, which the department will have to work on. My understanding is the department is also in the process of obtaining additional funding, possibly from the National Treasury. What must the portfolio committee look at with regards to the turnaround strategy? Our view is, I've put it in the proposed commitments for the portfolio committee. The department is in process. My last discussions with the department was the department was in the process of developing a turnaround strategy. Well, it's basically an action plan, and it would include high-level actions and detailed actions in addressing the issues that the department has experienced in the past or are experiencing. Our view is that the turnaround strategy can be reviewed by the portfolio committee, or the portfolio committee can request presentations on the progress made on the turnaround strategy on a quarterly basis. That will be sufficient. In addition to that, the department or the committee can request the department to prepare financial statements on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, and present to the portfolio committee their reports, the quarterly reports of performance information. And I think the most important part of it would be the reporting on the turnaround strategy, at least on a quarterly basis. With regard to clarity on the overdraft, departments can go into overdraft without requesting any approval from the minister, or requesting any approval from the Minister of Finance. It's a practical issue, but they actually are allowed to go into overdraft. I'm not condoning the overdraft that the department went into, but as a practical matter, National Treasury does allow that the department can go into overdraft. With regards to employees performing other remunerative work, this information can be requested from the department. We have given the department the instances where employees perform other remunerative work, and the department has all the information with regards to the employees who perform the other remunerative work. Yeah, I think I've covered most of the questions.
Answers on our questions. Did I hear correctly that you said that you meet once a quarter, or you meet once a quarter with the minister of the department on issues arising from the department? Did you meet with her once a quarter? So in the past financial year, you met four times. If you met once a quarter. In the past financial year, you met four times with the minister, and I presume that you have spelled out all the difficulties or all the burning or dangerous points or dangerous avenues that she needs to watch out. Is that why you meet? That is my first question. And then, I never knew that departments can just go into overdraft. I'm very honest about it. I never knew that they can just go into overdraft without consulting with the Minister of Finance. Somebody must be, yeah, accountable. Because what happens if that department cannot repay their overdraft? Who is then accountable, and who needs to pay back then?
Yeah, I can confirm we have met with the minister on numerous occasions, at least four times during the last financial year. We've put forward kind of key control assessments, prepared briefing documents, and we've discussed the issues with the minister. With regards to the overdraft issue, there's no specific approval. They do consult with the National Treasury, but there's no specific approval as far as I'm aware of that departments need to obtain. So what happens if a department goes into overdraft? Well, then it's reduced from the voted funds they would receive in future. For instance, that's what I did mention it earlier. I might not have been so clear. So I mentioned earlier that only 87% of the vote of the budget for the 2012-13 financial year, 12-13 financial year, is available for use. Because 13% of that will have to be utilized to cover overdraft expenditure, which related to the 2011-12 financial year.
My apologies for coming in early. I think if you recall, a few years ago we engaged on a process to bring the ministers in to the discussions. I think that a few years ago was following a cabinet briefing by AG, which said from here we move forward with an understanding that says we will firstly give you the early warning signals before, or rather during the year. And by then there was a commitment both ways that says we will meet at least quarterly. And it sought to achieve a couple of things, to say and make sure that there is a very good understanding of what it means to have a solid internal control environment that is conducive to sound financial management. Okay. So now, I think the two key recipes of that is firstly the design element of the controls. The second one is making sure that the controls are operating as they were designed, because there's a mandate imperative, and there is also a compliance imperative, which is also linked to the comment I made around sound financial management. So let me turn to the process, key controls assessment. So what that does is it says in any environment, organization, entity, department, that is a normal environment, you have to have a process that is encompassing of risk management, for example, that by its nature, that controls that are key to the entity, in this case the department, are operating as designed. To give you a very simple example, bank reconciliations. We talk about asset reconciliations. We talk about preparation of monthly financial statements, which really forces a couple of things. And one of those things is to say the executive needs to be understanding why we prepare a set of financial statements. And it's not the compliance, it's not for us. The reason financial statements are prepared is to make sure that the head of the institution is very clear that what they committed to before the year started is happening within those prescripts that I described. So we during the process then identified the controls that are key to success, which we are reporting on, I guess. But remember those circular sort of pie charts that we had earlier. They are really in a couple of areas that we have identified as being quite key: supply chain management, human resources, IT, performance, information, and quality of financial statements. So we sit across the table and we have a discussion and say, these are the things that we believe are absolutely key in terms of key controls that must be happening to the T on an ongoing basis. Now, one needs to understand that if your control environment is solid and works as is designed, and you are able to test it and get an understanding of how it's operating during the year, it is supposed to give you an indicator of a number of things, one of which is the comfort that you are fairly presenting, the comfort that you are generally compliant. And these are the key things that move us towards the Dean Audit opinion. That is why we have invested the time. So to cut a long story short, we've had a detailed discussion. On a quarterly basis, we also go through the motions of making sure that of the things that we have highlighted as being weaknesses in this key control environment, there is a commitment that is signed off by the accounting office to say, yes, I will perform the following things to make sure that we address the weaknesses that have been identified. In the instance that we have not had the luxury of a meeting, we also follow that up with a written engagement that will say, these are the areas we have identified, Minister, please acknowledge and respond back. In this particular ministry, we've had more than the minimum of the four engagements. And I know my colleague was very measured in the response, but the bottom line is the responsibility for actioning a lot of these was in the domain of the accounting officer and the CFO, and they did not do that. And I think that had been the consistent message that we had also been given to the minister in terms of highlighting, in very simple terms, when you are looking at an accounting officer, when you are looking at a CFO, what is it that you expect of these individuals to provide? This is all factual. So I'm not making an objective assessment of what needed to be done that wasn't done. So the consequence of all of it is the discussion that we are having. So let me give you an idea. When we had the discussion around the first quarter with the minister, we could already see in quarter one that if one way to look at the spending patterns around human capital, those very areas around overtime, the areas around the notches that were highlighted earlier, you could already see you were facing a situation that would lead you to unauthorized expenditure. You know? Now, you can imagine the CFO's response was to say, no, I'm on top of it, without necessarily substantiating the comments that would then turn a corner around it. If the question is, have raised the issue with the executive, we were as specific as that, you know. And it is my feeling that the people that were responsible for actioning those things and responding to them did not respond appropriately and timely. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I think members will agree with me that we we are really frustrated by this. It's not a healthy situation. But when you responded, I'm sharing, I think you should look at me and not other side. When you responded, you mentioned something like the treasury is going to assist the department. In which case, we received a similar response from the department when we were already aware that, you know, they were going down. And they kept on saying to the committee, no, we are meeting with Treasury, and Treasury is aware, and Treasury is going to assist. So I don't know along which lines are you saying Treasury has, department says Treasury has agreed to assist them. Is that in a form of writing or by way of, you know, of communication? Now, I know it's not yours, but I did ask where were those the majority of those posts when they were not budgeted for initially? Were they within the budget or they were not within the budget?
Thank you, Jen. Here, with regards to the treasury issue, my understanding is it was probably through my discussions with management, so I don't have any confirmation. My recommendation to management is normally is to put in actions to ensure that they can resolve the funding issue. So probably discussions with management or discussions with National Treasury could have been one of the actions. So there's no confirmed, unfortunately, no confirmed.
Just, sorry, Chairperson, just on.
Chair, with regards to the vacancies, I would propose that be put forth to the management or the department. I can't clearly remember at this stage, my apologies, where the vacancies were and where the appointments were made. Generally, I experienced the issue of where management couldn't put forward to me that this is my approved organizational structure. And these are the approved and funded posts, and these are the posts that fall. I myself don't have the information available to me. There's a reason I then concluded to say that I don't have sufficient appropriate audit evidence to say that posts that were funded were filled. So that's why I say that that I couldn't get enough evidence to say that the posts that were funded were filled.
Just highlight the immediate action that came from Treasury, I think is with their secondment of the acting CFO, which is here. And I think the department can just confirm that that's the case. My understanding is that the acting CFO, yes, is from National Treasury. Thanks.
Chairperson, I'm Pavel. I actually just want to provide some clarity. I understood the turnaround strategy to be one that is apparently supposed to be a joint Treasury and Department of Women turnaround strategy. That's all I wanted to add to what I just wanted to provide some clarity. Thank you.
This has really been an eye opener to us in many ways. Hearing a directive from the Auditor General's office. And as I'm sitting here with so many questions for the department, which I don't even know if it is worthwhile asking them these questions, I was just wondering if the minister were not supposed to be in this meeting this morning of the department, to really hear what was said and could confirm that the meetings on a quarterly basis has happened. Because that is a crucial line that was drawn, and it was not adhered. If in the first quarter, Chair, and really be serious about the performance of the department,
I would have really implemented what was suggested, because these are good, good issues that could have been implemented and could have been followed through, which was not followed through. And eventually this department, besides the fact that the disability side seems to be really moving ahead, that program really seems to be moving ahead, I really feel to call on this department to be closed down. Because our overdrafts are growing, and eventually we will just as any business go bankrupt. Any business that does not adhere to, or any department that does not adhere to, and these people from the Auditor General's office are really, they are excelling in how they can steer the department in the right direction. If you do not adhere, we will not reach any goals there, because time frames are sometimes important. And it is really frustrating to come, it's been the fourth year now, and for the past 2 years we have just been failing all the way, and we are wasting millions of money that are going down the drain. I'm really unhappy.
Thank you, Honourable Member, and let me also thank the Office of the Auditor General. I think we are all swimming in the same pool as to the performance of this department. Unfortunately, this department has been fought for so long to be in existence. And it will be quite a pity if we come back again and say it should be closed. However, as significant as this department is, we are going to be meeting with the department this week, and unfortunately the minister was not asked to come in today. She always sends the orders, knowing that she is going to be present when she presents the general strategy and the annual report, where we will then have an opportunity to actually ground from the department to respond to the various questions and concerns. Like one of the members said, you have armed them. I think we have enough ammunition to engage with the department. With those few words, I would once again thank you and adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much. In the next 10 minutes, we'll be meeting with the